fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He's got his own theme song now, because after every victory at home for the Fairless Falcons, they join in the ring of fire, and they invite everybody down to celebrate a victory. And let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 wins this year against no losses for the Fairless Falcons. And their head coach, A.J. Sarbaugh, joins us now via the Wake 'em Way hotline on the Kenny and JT Show. How are you, Coach?
Good, Kenny. How are you?
Hey, JT and I are outstanding, Coach, and we love the ring of fire. I just think it adds a nice special touch and a tradition to what you guys are trying to accomplish there. And where did this come from? We'll start with Johnny Cash's ring of fire. How did that come about?
It's actually pretty crazy. So we do a talent show every year during two-a-days, and in 2019, we had a couple kids that drove their car down and played Ring of Fire and did a dance, and they said, when we win our first game on the turf, can we do this? And I was like, yeah, no problem. So then when we won our first game against Tuslaw in 2019, we did it. I don't really think anyone knew what was going on, and it just kind of continued last year, and it wasn't as big because of COVID. The band and the students couldn't join in. And then this year, the captain said, can we invite the student section and everybody to join in? And we said, absolutely. So at the first pep rally against Sandy Valley, we said everybody's invited. And as you can see from the videos, the circle just keeps getting bigger and bigger each week.
It's outstanding. Coach, when we met during the coaches show before the season started, I had the opportunity to sit down with you and your father. And, you know, we all know the story. I used to coach with your dad at Lehman Junior High. And I knew then, as we know now, it takes a great football mind, and we always know that the son of a coach either ends up being one of two things, a great starting quarterback somewhere or a really good football coach and a head football coach right now. But when we met, did you have any idea at this point in the season, when you looked at your team, yeah, we might be able to be undefeated, or yeah, we're going to be undefeated? Which was it?
I just think, growing up with Coach Hertler and my dad, you never really think about going undefeated because it's so hard. It's so hard to win in high school sports, and especially in our county where the teams are so good. We never really talked about it. All we talked about was getting better each day, and I've just been brought up that your goal is always to win the league, because if you win the league, you're probably going to have a winning record, and you're going to make the playoffs, and everything else takes care of itself. I knew we had a good team coming in, but we never really talked about being undefeated or thought about it, to be honest.
Going back to week one, we did your game. We started the season with you guys and Sandy Valley, Coach. And king-size cojones, I like to say, when you roll the dice like that at home and you go for two in the win, take me back to week one, and how important was that as this season unfolded to start off with a win in that way?
I think it just showed that our kids had some grit and toughness, and they stuck together. You know, the first half we were down 14-0, and we really didn't feel that we played well, especially defensively, and offensively we were in the red zone twice, and Hunter fumbled on their five, and we got inside the red zone, didn't score. And at halftime, I just told the kids, I'm like, they're just playing hard in you right now, and they're playing together. We're not playing as one. We've got some guys doing their own thing, and we either figure it out now or it's going to be a rough second half. And our captains really took control of the locker room at halftime, and our kids came together and played really hard and found a way to win against a really good Sandy Valley team.
Okay, yeah, but the two-point conversion, Coach. I mean, week one, you're saying, all right, why? Why was it, let's roll the dice, let's go for two, and let's try and win this, as opposed to going to overtime in week number one?
Honestly, I didn't want Sandy Valley to have the ball with that choice in the second overtime, and this is a totally different sport. JT might remember, but when I was a kid in high school, Glen Oak and Timken played down at the Civic Center District Semifinal. And Glen Oak sat in the zone, and Timken held the ball. And Glen Oak had C.J. McCollum, and Coach Harrison held the ball the whole overtime. And then they scored with like 5 seconds to go, and I remember Jackie Grenolds in the paper saying, I should have fouled, I should have trapped. I never got the ball in my hands. I didn't even get the option. And I didn't want that to happen in the second overtime where maybe we score and then Sandy Valley has a choice. I told our kids, hey, we think we're good up front. We think Hunter Campbell's good. And whatever happens, we're going to know that we control it. I didn't want Sandy Valley to have that choice, and our kids made a play.
That's the chess match, man. That's the way you do it. You know, you always have to be thinking about that, Kenny, because you can't rely on just maybe we get the ball, maybe we don't. You got to strike while the iron's hot, and in this case, it pays off. Coach, when you think about this thing now, you're 8-0, 2 weeks left in a regular season. Is it time to start? I understand next game, and we have to win one at a time. But do you have to, at some point in time, with 8 games under your belt, start thinking about health? Do you start thinking about playoffs at all? It's got to be creeping in, doesn't it?
You know, health is always a concern down here, JT. That's a really good question, because we've only got 37 kids. So we have to practice being physical, but at the same time, we have to be very careful with our guys. Mm-hmm. So we pick our spots. And I've been really fortunate being able to talk to my dad and Coach Hertler and Coach Wakefield, Coach Karras, about how to practice, because if you don't practice hard, you're not going to play hard. In regards to playoffs, you know, I just go back to what I was brought up on under Coach Hertler. There's a preseason, there's your regular season, your rivalry game is its own season in itself, and then if you're fortunate enough to play week 11, we talk about it when we get there. But my assistant coaches, they get mad at me because I don't look at Joe Idol. I used to all the time as a kid. And I won't look at our region. I tell them, if you're going to talk about it, get out of the office. I don't want to know. I just want to focus on who we've got in front of us.
And who you have in front of you this week is Triway, and they would love nothing more than to knock you from the ranks of the undefeated, also in the Pac-7, which you've never won, right? So how huge is this game for a number of reasons, to stay undefeated, to get a share of your first ever Pac-7 title?
It's huge. You know, you laid it out there, Kenny, and Triway's a really good football team. They're 5-1. They've got an outstanding quarterback. He's a three-sport guy. We're going over there. It's their senior night. If they win, we're tied for the league with one game to go. And if we win, obviously we're 9-0 for the first time in school history. We break the school record for wins, and we'll guarantee a share of the league, which we've never won the Pac-7 and haven't won the league since 1979. And that's one of our goals going into the year. And I don't know if I can put a word or a price tag on how incredible it would be if we can finish this out.
Coach, go ahead.
I just want to follow that up with, you had your rivalry game, though, last week, Coach. And me, as a member of the media, I've seen this at all different levels, Coach, all right? You get up for that rivalry game, and you beat Manchester by one, which is a huge win. You stop them with the two-point conversion. How are your kids, how are you as a coach going to make sure your kids try and get up to that same level of play? Because I've seen it so many times, it's so hard to do.
I think our kids have been really focused, and our seniors, they know what they want to accomplish this year, and they've held everyone accountable along with our assistant coaches. So, yeah, there's no doubt Manchester was emotional. It always is, that game. But I would say last year we lost to Manchester 7-0 in a slugfest and came back and beat Triway the next week. And Northwest was emotional for our kids this year because we lost the league to them last year on pretty darn close to the last play of the game and beat them this year and came back the next week. And the same thing with Sandy Valley. So our kids have been in this position before. They respect Triway. And the cool thing about being in a league is our kids have played Triway since 6th and 7th grade.
Okay.
So there's rivalries there amongst players and the teams that, you know, I think we'll be ready to go tomorrow.
Undefeated Fearless Falcons head coach with us right now is A.J. Sarbaugh. A.J., we started this trek, it was still August. First game of the year is like the 19th, and it was 9,000 degrees outside. Now days are getting shorter, a little bit cooler at night. What have you learned about your team from then to now? And do things change due to the temperatures? And, you know, maybe it gets dark a little bit earlier. Practice sessions might get a little bit shorter. How does it change?
For us, we haven't changed. You know, I think some people do, and that's their belief. But once, you know, I've just tried to talk to as many different people as possible. And I talked to Coach Moore a couple times at college nights and tried to pick his brain. He goes, AJ, as long as we go, and they've gone farther than anybody, goes, we keep our same practice because we want our kids to think every week is the same. And I've been doing that for two or three years now, and our kids are used to it. And honestly, the weather's been really good. We were joking that it's 80 degrees and it's week 9.
Right.
So really, we haven't had too much rain, and we haven't had too much cold. I mean, last year, week 6, it was like 40 degrees. But this year, we've had the benefit where the weather's been really good. So we really haven't had to battle that yet this year.
The number one team in Ken's top 10 in Stark County is the Fairless Falcons, and we've got their head coach on with us right now on the Kenny and JT Show, A.J. Sarbaugh. They've got a big one on the road at Triway this week, and then they wrap up their regular season at home against Tuslaw. And, Coach, we had the opportunity to catch up with your outstanding sophomore quarterback, Carson Colucci, this week as he was our Sarshon Ford Player of the Week. How has he grown from that week one game against Sandy Valley to where he put up six touchdowns last week in that huge win over Manchester?
You know, Carson's a coach's kid, and he works really, really hard. He's got a great attitude, and he's just gotten better and better and better each week. And I think a big part of that is his brother, Colton Colucci. He's a senior captain, a four-year starter for us, and he's earned Colton's respect. And I think when that happened, Carson was able to relax a little bit because Carson has a really good offensive line and he's got guys that he can throw the ball to. And I think once he earned those seniors' respect and they knew we're going to go ride with this guy, he just let it loose. And that happened in the second half against Sandy Valley. And Carson's been tremendous this year. And he improves on little things each and every week. The best thing about Carson, I would say, is I only have to tell him something once. Once I tell him something about a read or a play, he gets it, and we never have to go back to that. He's a very quick learner and very coachable.
AJ, I asked you about your practices, but I want to ask you about your offense, because this late in the year, do you ever find yourself implementing new plays, maybe a few strategies change here and there, or is it totally the same as it was week one on the 19th of August?
No, we're definitely not the same that we were week one. I think our, you know, formations and things are, but every week it's different for us because we've had to try to figure out what people are going to do because Hunter Campbell's got almost 1,000 yards rushing and Brody Pumneo's got almost 800 yards receiving. So are people going to load the box? Are people going to double cover Brody? And we've seen both of that this year. Are people going to play zone? Are they going to play man? So each week we're kind of tinkering and tweaking with things and just trying to put our kids in the best position to be successful. So we usually almost always have wrinkles and the kids really enjoy it because it's something new each week. And then when it works, they have even more fun with it.
AJ Sarbaugh, yes, happy to have him on the Kenny and JT Show talking about the outstanding season so far. 8-0, like he said, a win this week against Triway, the most wins in school history. And they're going to be in the playoffs with this expansion to 16 teams. We won't tell you where you're at right now, Coach. I know exactly where you're at, but I won't even bring that up. We'll talk strictly about Triway. What do you see on film from Triway? What kind of challenges will they possess for your football team this week?
Boy, Triway has been a very good football team for probably over a decade now. They had the Carmichael boys in the early 2010s, and they went 10-0 a couple times. And when that came through, that rush of kids, they went to the spread. And it's basketball on grass, no different than Garaway. And they've been very successful at putting their athletes out in space, throwing the ball, and putting you in tough situations. Their quarterback is really, really good. He's a great competitor, great athlete. He throws and he runs for them. We have to keep him contained in order for us to have a chance on Friday.
Yeah, it should be a great matchup. Your kids have risen to the challenge so far this year. And, you know, I was so impressed with Carson Colucci for a sophomore in handling the interview the way he did, passing along the credit like a good leader, especially at quarterback, should. And I loved his hair. I'm jealous of his hair, Coach. I mean, that I don't know, what do you call that, the mop style? What is that lettuce style that he's wearing on top of his head?
He's got longer hair than I do, and then his brother's got the Troy Polamalu hair. So they're definitely into the flow, but on Friday nights, they play as hard as anybody.
Yeah, they've been flowing real well on the football field as well. Hey, Coach, continued success. We hope to see you again down the road when the playoffs roll around and a few more Rings of Fire celebrations.
Thanks, Kenny, and thanks for having us on. It really means a lot to Fairless and our community and school that you guys reach out to Fairless down here. So thank you again. We really appreciate it.